Ego. I shall endeavor to write of Lake George as it appears to me, giving my impressions of things in general, with malice toward none, with charity for all, and if I err in judgment, if either wrong or unduly extol the virtues of any person, place, or thing, it will be an error of the head, and not the heart. My aim is to answer questions oftenest asked, to tell of things that seem most to interest the public, and in so doing will probably say many foolish things and talk about little things. But it is well to remember that life is made up of little things, and a laughing baby is more endurable than a cross philosopher. Therefore, do not expect bombshells from a shotgun or very much sense in the following pages. Although the main object is to give information for a consideration, I may occasionally slop over into sentiment, but will try and not afflict my readers very often in that way, while for the benefit of such as are in constant danger of making mistakes, I will point out places where it is considered eminently proper to go into ecstasies over scenery, etc. I am not going to write a history, however, because the wear and tear on an ordinary brain must be immense, and moreover, the country is full of them. All others who have written of the Silvery Lake have made discoveries. I have not. I regret exceedingly that such is the case. I have, however, served the principal events up in a new dress, and in the light of later revelations, twisted some of the old ones about so as to answer every purpose. But it all happened some time ago, is consequently of little interest to the general reader, and has therefore been given in small doses, which may be skipped at pleasure for the hotels and other things of the present day. Glens Falls, May, 1873.